Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and, through the internet, deliver it to you. My name is Reverend Todd Laddick, and today's message is part 3 of a 4-part series entitled Come to the Table, with today's message specifically titled Enemies at the Table, based off of the 23rd Psalm. So, let us dive into the Word today. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. When you feel that people or situations are against you, God is still in control and can provide a blessing. Just this past week, I watched a movie. I had watched growing up and loved and watched it all the time, actually. Multiple times I've seen the movie. It was one of those first films to pique an interest in the martial arts, and it's centered on a character I could relate with. First, this character was originally from Newark, New Jersey, and had an uncle in Persephone. Second, he was being badly bullied by his peers. That is something I could relate to. And third, he and his family didn't have a ton of money, and so his mom couldn't afford to buy him the clothing that was in style or cool. That was also something I could relate with. I mean, he wasn't dressed that out of the ordinary, nor was I, but you know how kids can be. Of course, this character's name is Daniel LaRusso from the 1984 film The Karate Kid. Again, Daniel was being brutalized by a group of bullies who were being misguided by their karate teacher. Over the course of a 2-week period, each day was filled with run-ins with this group of bullies. At one point, the bullies were beating Daniel up outside of the office of an apartment maintenance man named Mr. Miyagi. And as it turned out, Mr. Miyagi was a karate master himself, and he intervened, and defensively stopped the boys from further hurting Daniel. Following that, Mr. Miyagi took Daniel to the Cobra Kai dojo, where the bullies were being trained. And he firmly asked the sensei to stop his kids from bullying Daniel until he could be properly trained, and he suggested that the contest between the bully and Daniel take place during a tournament, which was a mere 2 months away. Do you see what Mr. Miyagi did there? He made sure that Daniel would be given a chance to defend himself and gain respect from the bullies in a way that would not be street fighting, that would not be lawless and orderless and unconstructive, but would be a legitimate contest monitored by referees and officials. What's more, Mr. Miyagi did something else even more importantly. He showed that Daniel was a person of profound value to him. In the end, Daniel did confront his enemies at the tournament, and he won. Even more awesome is the fact that Johnny, the leader of the bullies, congratulated him, which showed that he finally respected Daniel and saw his true worth as a human being. How awesome. I am sure, like Daniel, we have had moments in our lives when we may not have seen a way to navigate a difficult situation. And looking back upon it, we know that God saw us through, just as Mr. Miyagi saw Daniel through. In fact, we have just come back to in-person worship after months of having to worship solely online in our church. And a lot of churches are doing this now. Yet God has gotten each and every one of us through that time period. Speaking about my church in particular, our church did not cave in. But thanks to PPP and grants and the generosity of the people who have helped out throughout this time and continued to give faithfully as they would have in person, we were able to continue to outreach to the community and engage in ministry, all the while paying our staff throughout the entire time. Not a single person went without pay. God continues to get us through this crazy time we find ourselves in. Psalm 23 provides encouragement and assurance of God's presence in anxious times. The scripture speaks of green pastures, still waters, restoring souls, and not fearing evil. And then we come across verse 5 that causes us to pause. You preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. What does that mean? In verse 4, we imagine walking through the darkest valley where there are enemies lurking and waiting to attack. Yet we do not fear because the shepherd's rod and staff provide protection. This wilderness imagery contrasts with the imagery of a royal banquet in verse 5. The contrast reminds us that even when we feel surrounded by enemies, whether they be people, institutions, our weaknesses, God provides sustenance and fellowship at the table. The table reminds us and signals to our enemies that God is committed to our well-being, no matter what we go through. When we eat confidently in the presence of our enemies, we might even disarm them, creating a shift in the dynamic between us. To help you better understand this, think about how Christians broke bread together and encouraged each other. And in 400 short years, the Roman Empire went from persecutor of the church to chief supporter and promoter of the church. The earliest Christians feasted with confidence in the presence of their enemies, and without a single sword lifted, they shifted the dynamic in miraculous ways. By going to that dojo continuing to date Johnny's ex-girlfriend, and then following through with the tournament, Daniel was able to shift the dynamic between him and Johnny from enemy to that of mutual respect. They may not be friends in the end of that film, but Johnny respects Daniel, which was the goal all along. Each one of us likely has enemies or is in conflict in our lives. Remember, these enemies need not be people. They can be habits, they can be disease or depression, they can be systems of injustice. Whatever the case may be, when we consider the situation, we often see everything that has gone wrong in the past and fixate on what will go wrong in the future. What if we as a community sat at the table with declining numbers at church, or with decreasing giving, or political divisiveness in our church and our surrounding area? Imagine if churches came to the table confidently amidst their struggles, whatever they may be. Imagine if we came to the situation with a mind and heart believing that God can work a blessing. Imagine if we feasted confidently on the power and glory of our Lord. Imagine if we stopped focusing on what might go wrong and remained focused on what God can and will do in and through us. To go back to the Karate Kid example, Daniel LaRusso was a person who looked at everything that could go wrong. And every time that Mr. Miyagi tried to help him out, every time that Mr. Miyagi coached him and tried to train him something, Daniel's negative side would come up. And Mr. Miyagi would have to remind him to clear his mind of all of that. To focus on what is now in the present. To focus on what can be in the future rather than what won't be. And it is because of Mr. Miyagi's patience and at times toughness in pushing Daniel to break the mold of his own negativity that he was able to open himself up to the possibility of gaining respect and gaining dignity in a situation that seemed hopeless. That would certainly help us to shift the dynamic of the things we face if we were able to have a mind and heart believing that God can work a blessing, if we feasted confidently on the power and glory of our Lord, if we stopped focusing on what might go wrong and focused instead on what God can and will do in and through us. That would certainly help us to shift the dynamic of the things we face. Will you join me in feasting at such a table? Will you join me in invoking God instead of our cynical doubts? Join me in being a part of the miracle that God is working here and in our community and in your community and beyond. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, we just thank you for this challenge to remember that you are with us. You are our good shepherd, and you are guiding us to better pastures if we would just open our hearts and our minds to you and put our faith in you and follow you rather than our own cynical doubts and misgivings. Lord, whatever the case may be, and whoever our enemies may be, whether they be people, institutions, or even our own addictions, fears, and doubts, teach us to feast confidently in the presence of those enemies. Not so that we may boast or have any sort of false bravado in front of people or things that give us trouble, but that we may hopefully shift the dynamic and be a visible reminder to such people and to such institutions and to such troubles that you love us all and that in you we all should be united and have mutual respect and love for one another. But in all these things, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we pray in your holy name, in the name of your Son, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. It's always an honor to have you tune in and listen to these messages. It's my honor and privilege to bring them to you, and I certainly hope that they help inspire you and feed you throughout the week. And I hope they challenge you to grow in your faith and to grow in discipleship, serving others. For Jesus taught us that if we are to become a leader, we need to become the servant of all. So let us be those servants. Let us be people who serve others for the sake of God and God's glory. I'd invite you to check out the episode notes if this is your church experience. Then I would invite you to support First United Methodist Church of Newton. We could always use the extra support. If you're just listening to this, but you attend another church, and this is just a supplement to that, then support your church. They need it as much as we do. But make sure that you are being generous and giving to the mission and the ministry of Jesus Christ wherever you give. In the meantime, friends, remember, you are richly blessed, so be a blessing to others. Amen. Go in peace.